All right, next we have Michael Al with 20 years.
Yeah, all right. Check this shit out. All right, yes, Halloween fell on a weekend. All right, that's kind of cool.
Be my dad.
God, I wish I was your dad. I don't have any kids, but if Tyler was my son, I'd be happy today. I've watched that guy. You know what I mean? I know everybody up here. I know a lot of people in the audience tonight. It's good to be here, and it's fucking great to be sober tonight. All right? So check this out. Okay, if you're like me, you can go to a Halloween bash and get all dressed and still feel like you're by yourself in a little bubble. It's alcoholism and drug addiction. It wants to keep us separate. Even when we're with people and we're supposed to be having fun and loose and engaging with others, we feel like, oh, I'm right here. I don't want to, oh, God, yeah, don't talk to me. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But you know what? That's because you're insane. And you know, I want to say about Paul, this guy dresses up better than like anybody in my book. He was Hillary Clinton like 4 years, 5 years ago. Incredible. He was incredible. You know what I mean? And, you know, I was going to dress up tonight, but I bought a camouflage army uniform and I couldn't find it. Oh, God. Come on. Fuck, man. Jesus. All right. You know, they did a good job talking about sobriety and... I'm probably not going to talk too much, but just be glad you're sober and you're here. You know what I mean? Enjoy this today. Enjoy the day. You know what I mean? We get to do this today. You know what I mean? We never could do this stuff before. Or maybe we could, but we couldn't remember it, or we trashed it all. You know what I mean? Or we like had a costume for Halloween and then ended up getting in a fight and then there was blood, real blood all over it. And then, you know what I mean? It was like, you know, stuff like that. But I don't know. If you're like me, that's the way it worked. But it's good to be here. I'm 20 years sober now. Wow, how did that happen? That is crazy. I did not try to get 20 years sober. LOLT was kind of my first home group before it was LOLT. It was cohesive with the Thai group, the Take It Easy group. And we came from the ODAC club. And this is a great fellowship, you know what I mean? Different fellowships make you feel a different way, you know what I mean? And I don't put any fellowship down because it's all a part of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what makes it the WE program. You know, we have people representing from different fellowships today, and we get to come together down here on Fulton, you know what I mean, in the alley. It's great, man. Life is good today. We got food. Okay, check this out. Before my sobriety, and I like to share this, is that, like, I have a place to live now. And I pay the, you know, the bills there. And somehow along the way in my kitchen, I got, like, kitchenware and silverware. Yeah, and I started looking at my cabinets, and I got, like, dishes and Tupperware and mixing spoons and strainers. And I was like, wow, man, that's evidence of me staying sober. I never had that stuff. You know what I mean? And the only thing I didn't have was a waffle maker. And I spoke somewhere, so my sponsor bought me a waffle maker. And that's how Alcoholics Anonymous works. It's one alcoholic helping another. But I want to point out that I made that egg salad over there.
That's right.
I made that egg salad over there in the yellow bowl, and I went and bought a brand new bowl because I'll probably leave it here. So if anybody wants that yellow bowl with the egg salad, feel free to take it home. You're not going to steal it. I'm giving it to you. All right? So enjoy the egg salad. Enjoy yourselves tonight. I have to make an amends right now, and then I'm done. I've been announcing this for a couple weeks at my home fellowship, which is Fresno Fellowship. And I've been lying. And I've been telling people that Carol was going to dress up like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Nice.
It's true. I'm making the amends right now. And Carol and I talked about it. And I shot a text to somebody, and I text old ass Carol, and she saw it. And I love Carol. She's for those of you who don't know, if she doesn't get all fucked up tomorrow night, she's going to celebrate 50 years of sobriety on Monday. Unheard of. I know a lot of you don't like her. I'm sorry. I didn't like her for like a long time. I didn't like her. I was like, oh, God, it's Carol. And then somehow along the way, I fell in love with her. And I love Carol. I love Carol. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. And for those of you who have been in prison, maybe some of you guys, I don't know who, but, you know, and shoot pinochle, right here, this broad can shoot pinochle. That's my partner. And we'll, what's up? That's it. Thank you.